Mr. Всеволод Ченцов is director of EU department in Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine. Mr. Ченцов, the floor is yours. How would you answer at these questions? Is it possible to conclude the agreement, association agreement between Ukraine and EU by the end of this year?
Thank you very much. Шановні панство, Mr. Minister, ambassadors, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to be here again after several years since I used to work in the Ukrainian embassy. And many thanks for this joint initiative for the foundation of Battery and Renaissance Foundation. First of all, I would like to thank our Polish colleagues for this continuous support of Ukraine in its course to European integration. And its consistent position, whatever is the government in Ukraine and whoever is in power in Poland, this sense of this strategic vision of importance of Ukrainian link with Europe prevail over sometimes, short-term political consideration, which is very important. Poland, as a current president, presidency in the European Union, gave a very strong push to the eastern dimension of the EU foreign policy, and Eva Sinovic already mentioned communication, and which was passed in May, and Eastern Partnership Summit, which produced really ambitious declaration, which framed the development of the Eastern Partnership Initiative for the medium-term perspective. Definitely, those two processes, I mean, how the Eastern Partnership unfolds as a policy initiative and our bilateral track, they're interlinked. Yes, the declaration lacked this political impulse, which was present in the communication regarding the eventual future, European future of the aspirant countries, but we think that we are in the beginning of the process, not at the end, and this strategic discussion should be continued. Regarding our bilateral track, where we are now, definitely, we are on the very final stage of the negotiation process, but I would like to draw your attention for a second to look into this issue from the little bit broader perspective. Why we need this agreement? Because the current agreement, which is Partnership and Cooperation Agreement, entered into force back in 1998, is not sufficient, because our relations with the European Union mature enough, complex enough, to get a new instrument, a new framework of relations. We need this, how to say, new sex for new blood. It has taken us more than 4 years to negotiate the agreement, and a lot of efforts made to finalize it. And definitely the process is run by chief negotiators under the political guidance of the leadership, but we have to pay special tribute to the people present in this room, Eva Sinovic, Filip Kuison, Taras Kachka, who knows the agreement in and out. And whatever is is the political reality, economic necessity to go into the new arrangements. Without this personal devotion and day by day work, it would not be possible to achieve this. Yes, we had up and downs during this process, as it was mentioned by distinguished ambassador, but it was also due to the strong political support, political push from the on the side of Ukrainian president, the government, which helped us at the final stage to accelerate this process. Mr. Ambassador, you mentioned that the program of reform in Ukraine, which was launched 1 year ago, did not produce significant results. I would disagree. So some tangible results already taking place, but if you are building something big and beautiful, even a house, in the beginning it looks ugly. Probably it's the case. But what I want to emphasize, this reform agenda in Ukraine, it will be underpinned by the agreement. So the agreement, complex enough to cover literally all spheres of our life in Ukraine, and it will be the roadmap not only for the government, but for the whole society, for the business community, for the years ahead. This agreement is not a gift for the Ukrainian leadership. It was the process was commenced by the previous government, and now we are on the final stage. And several governments ahead will be responsible for its effective implementation. Agreement itself is very important, but it already is accompanied by the autonomous instruments to work together in the future, which is our visa dialogue, our participation in the energy community, the common aviation agreement, which we are negotiating now. So I'm mentioning those developments to illustrate that in basically in all spheres, this cooperation between Ukraine and EU getting momentum, and we are on the stage that to spill over into the new arrangements and new framework. The question was whether we will be able to finalize this agreement. I'm looking into this question as an optimist. We have possibility to do so. We are working on the concrete formulas, and it depends on the both political will and on the skill of negotiators to find a compromise wording. Yes, we are not negotiating the European agreement, and we are quite sober to understand that it's not a proper time, both for the EU and for Ukraine, to demand the fixing direct mentioning of the European perspective or granting Ukraine the candidate status. Yes, we are realistic. At the same time, the agreement should clearly show the direction of development of our relation, the sense of purpose, which will provide the strong motivation for the Ukrainian society as a whole in the course of implementation of this agreement. And the candidate status, legally speaking, will arrive as soon as conditions will be in place. So we are looking forward for the successful summit mm-hmm. in Kiev and for a good compromise on the remaining issues.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Chensov. But what about the political obstacles mentioned by Mr. Ambassador? What is your vision of resolving this political problem?
Well, our position is quite clear here. We have to decouple the issues of completion of negotiations on the agreement and our discussion on the current political situation in Ukraine. I would say more. We acknowledge that there are some deficiencies in how the Ukrainian legal system is working, and it's acknowledged mm-hmm. by the government itself. But the agreement is going to provide us the necessary tools mm-hmm. to improve the situation, not only in the field of economics, regulatory mm-hmm. framework, but to also to get Ukraine stronger, linked and anchored to the European values and to help us to solve certain issues, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm.